God sets up a kingdom, and it refers to a rock. God's called a rock, a jasper and a sardine stone in Revelation. And what brings this kingdom and this present world to an end in Revelation 13 is that a lamb-like beast is to emerge, a Christian nation, a nation that Scripture says is lamb-like, and God we trust, Christian, but yet it speaks of the dragon. Now, the devil doesn't care what you believe. As long as you're not enlightened in regards to the thoughts of God, God has put his message about his son in a book with seven seals, which in the end of the world, God doesn't condemn men for being deceived. But when the truth comes and they refuse it, then they're under condemnation. That's where we're at right now.
We were happy to let you go on and explain your beliefs because I can tell it's important to you and we want to know. An idea of their ages? Are we talking mostly below teenage?
They're from infants all the way up to, 10 and 11 years old.
And how long have you lived there at the Waco site?
I've been here now for 2 years. I had to pull back out of California because, like I say, I get a lot of persecution over what I teach.
Are you afraid to allow an ambulance to come in to take away wounded, for instance? Had anyone talked to you about that?
Well, like you said, we have two wounded and both of them refused to go.
The wounded people themselves have refused to go. These are the two adults?
Right.
If they wanted to go, would you let them go?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've always taught that. You can ask any of my opposition. I've always taught them that when they're ready to move on, it's time.
And you personally have been there 2 years. Where were you before that?
I was going all around the country.
Preaching?
Yeah, opening up the seals.
Now, where does the name Vernon Howell come from?
That was my mother's name that she gave to me.
That was your given name?
Right. In 1985, my name was changed to David Koresh for a reason. Uh-huh.
Can you share that reason, or is that a secret?
Well, it's no real secret. It's just Deuteronomy. Quarter of a thousand things in Revelation 14 and 15, it says that God will publish his name. We got to make sure as Bible students we know which God we're serving, because there's so many gods. There's the gods of the Catholics, the God of the Lutherans, the God of the Christians. You know what I'm saying?
What's the origin of the last name, Mr. Koresh?
Well, in Isaiah 45, it talks about Cyrus, and the Hebrew name is Koresh. Persian king of Cyrus was commanded to overthrow Babylon. But of course, the mystery of that prophecy is that God says he's surnamed him, which is a family name, and it says don't argue with your mother and your father. So you see, we believe that our God is male and female. Of course, I know that as a fact. The woman of Revelation 12 is the same woman as Proverbs 8:9, same as Isaiah 45, same as Isaiah 48, which tells us the Lord God is Shekinah. God, his wife is sick.
When did it become necessary to become interested in paramilitary training?
Well, what happens is we understand that the whole beginning of Israel dealt with weapons, right? And so what happens is this.
I meant more specifically you.
Well, after 3.5 years that Christ had tried to speak the truth, he told his disciples, he said, if you don't have a sword, go buy one. Of course, what happens is, again, when you learn the seals, then you get this information to the seals. So nobody wants to listen to my doctrine.
David, when you, Mr.
have a vow that are really interested in the seals, just like Zachariah said, they don't care about the horses, which are the same horses of Revelation.
Mr. Koresh, when you took on a new name, was there other rejection going on? Do you still have contact with your mother?
I just called her today.
What kind of conversation, if you can share it, did you
have? Well, I called her on the phone. I told her, I said, Mama. I told her, I said, look, we know how it all began. I never heard anything from her. She chose her own way. Like Psalms 27, when mother and father forsake me, they forsook me. The reason being is they just don't believe that, well,
they just don't believe that I'm who I claim that I am. But I told her, I says, Mama, they got me. And I love you, remember. I don't hold anything against you. It's just, you know, they just don't want to hear the truth. So I hung up.
And if you could let your mother know who you claim to be, what would it be?
She already knows. Categorize myself with everybody else knows. But the truth is if I can open up the seals or not. That's why God is my record.
All right, Mr. Koresh, I want to thank you for being forthcoming with me on the telephone, as wounded as you are. And I would like to ask you this final question, Mr. Koresh. What will it take to bring it to a peaceful conclusion, if it can be brought to
like one? I told the ATF agents, I said, look, all I'm asking, you know, I'm not afraid of taking on any federal punishment. You know, I've done what I have done in light of what I've done. I've tried to create peace. I've tried to give understanding. If the scholars of this world, if anybody, the ministers who claim that God talks to them, will contact me, I hope it's soon, if they'll show me and show the world what the seven seals are and where they're at in the prophecies, then I'll be satisfied. Then we'll all come out to you.
Our live conversation with David Koresh of Waco, Texas, in standoff with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and other authorities.